Hello, it is 7:30 a.m. in New York, 2:30 p.m. in Johannesburg, and 6:30 p.m. in Bangkok. Welcome to the Expat Happy Hour. This is Sunday Chenander Bean from sundaybean.com, and I'm a solution-oriented coach and intercultural strategist for individuals and organizations. And I am on a mission to help you adapt and succeed when living abroad and get you through any life transition. I have a hangover, and it's not the kind that you're thinking of. I'm fairly certain that you've had it too. My mom and dad just left, and I'm feeling it. Part of me is filled with pure gratitude from being able to spend so much time together, that they saw my life in South Africa, but the other half of me is like choking back tears from missing them. And I know many of you have just spent the holidays with loved ones from far away, whether you went there or they came to visit you. And today's episode is how you can diagnose if what I call the F2F hangover, a face-to-face hangover. All right, that feeling that you get after you've spent a good chunk of time being in that luxurious place of the same room. All right, so today's episode of Expat Happy Hour is all about how you will know the signs of having an F2F hangover and what you can do about it. All right, here they are. Listen up. The signs that you have an F2F hangover. Early warning signs include: you started to miss them even before they left. Physical symptoms include: your shoulders are slumped, your stomach feels heavy, and every 10 to 20 minutes, you let out one of these. Sound familiar? This is what I've been doing all day. And third sign that you have an F2F hangover: upon separation, you actually question if it was a good idea at all to spend time together, because now you miss them more than you did before you saw each other. I know it's crazy, but this has actually gone through my mind. In the morning, putting away the dishes, I thought, for real, is it really worth it? Now I feel like crap, now that we've been together. All right, so if you have one or more of these symptoms, you are not alone. You may have a case of the F2F hangover. And just like a real hangover, where you suffer from loss, in the case of a real hangover, it's from dehydration, a loss of fluids. Face-to-face hangovers are about a loss of that connection you feel. And it slows you down. And it makes you feel like crap. Okay, so I know what you're thinking. You've been there. It's just like that morning after a New Year's Eve party. You think, you know what? I've made a big mistake. Because I feel this way, because I feel crappy like this, I should have never agreed to move abroad. Hey, I should have never accepted that job. Or maybe I shouldn't have married that guy from another country. So hang with me here if you're feeling any of these. I have had moments like that too. I remember it was, a lump hits my throat even when I think about it. I remember the morning when my firstborn son was, when he was born, and my parents came to visit. It was this huge, glorious moment. First grandchild in the family. I was the third, the youngest child. So they've been waiting and waiting and waiting to have grandkids. Finally, I delivered. I mean, literally delivered. And they came and we spent 4 glorious weeks together. And they had a flight in Bern, Switzerland, just out of town in this airport called Belp at 5:30 13 a.m. So that means you had to get up really early, practically in the middle of the night, to get a taxi to the local airport and go. This was after sharing one of the most pivotal moments in my family life where I was able to create another generation for our family. And the taxi, we had said goodbye and, you know, sleepy, hadn't slept well. I was, you know, feeding my child all night and said goodbye to my mom and my dad. And I heard the taxi door slam. And instantly, I was like one of those Homer Simpson commercials where Maggie just bursts out in tears and the tears are like spewing from the corners of her eyes. Wah, 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 wah. Not my baby, but me. I thought, I'm done. I'm moving to Minneapolis. I want to be with my family. I thought, I can't do this. This is not right. Why am I here with my baby and my parents are getting on an airplane? Okay, I understand how hard this can be when you've just spent time connecting with the people that are most important to you and they leave. But here's the truth. Just because something feels bad doesn't mean that it's wrong. And I know that sounds like a bad Taylor Swift song, but hear me out. How you feel, no matter how miserable you are, how you feel doesn't mean you've done anything wrong. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't have ever moved abroad. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't have accepted that job. Having a face-to-face hangover is actually a sign that something is right. Your relationship is right. To feel that loss means that you feel connected. And the truth is, all that this face-to-face hangover means is that you're feeling vulnerable. It means that you care about someone. It means that your relationship is connected. All right, so with all whopper of hangovers, you've got to take care of yourself in that state of vulnerability, in that state of ugh. And here's how you can do it in four easy steps. Here's how to get over the face-to-face hangover. Step one, just like a real hangover, take care of your physical needs first. Okay, so for me, I woke up with this, you know, having been together, this face-to-face hangover. And so I drank my coffee a little more slowly. I told myself it's okay to feel off, and I took a long walk during my break today. Okay, so when you're feeling the face-to-face hangover, when that separation has happened, take care of your physical needs first. Go to bed early that night. Make sure you get extra fresh air, drink all that water that the doctors say you should be drinking. Take care of your needs first, your physical needs. Tip two, relive the good times. And this is exactly like you do if you've had a huge party the night before and things got out of hand and you're feeling crappy the next day. The good part is reliving the good times. Okay, so I spent the first few moments of my morning reflecting on some of the conversations that I had with my mom and dad and the things I got to learn because we were together in that 2.5-3 weeks. Like I finally found out why my mom didn't text me that much when we were in Burkina Faso. And remember last episode when I talked about what I've always wanted to know from my friends and family, what you really think about me living abroad? Through that conversation with my mom while she was here, she shared with me what she hadn't even articulated to herself about how she felt about me living in Burkina Faso. That wouldn't have happened had we not sat together for weeks having coffees and laughs and talks. I got to watch my youngest son read to his grandma and grandpa in the afternoons. As a five-year-old just starting out to read, that was one of the coolest moments. And I mulled over all the fun things my dad said when we took our morning walks together. I also know to relive the good times. I'm going to be nursing this hangover over the next few days by looking at all the fun pictures that we took together. So tip two is relive the good times. Tip one, take care of your physical needs. Tip two, relive the good times. Tip three, rehydrate. Okay, just like drinking 10 glasses of water to make up for the dehydration when you have a real hangover, you will want to fill up on connection. Rehydrate connection. And that could be with your kids, with your other loved ones, with your besties in the place that you live. So how can you rehydrate when you're feeling from that connection being gone? For me, I know my kids are coming home in an hour and I'm probably going to pounce on them when they get off the bus to make sure that I can do something fun with them, like read them a book or go swimming or, I don't know, play soccer, do something where I can feel connected with people that I love. Okay, help me recharge that connection as well as them. I know they're feeling it too. So what can you do to rehydrate that connection? Tip four is probably one of the biggest differences from a real hangover to having a face-to-face hangover. You know, when you say, oh, I'll never do that again, it's actually the opposite for how you're feeling right now. Plan to do it again. Tip four, plan to do it again. When I was saying goodbye to my parents last night, when the taxi was there, we were loading the bags, we literally counted. The next time we're probably going to see each other is in 6 months. Knowing I have a plan makes it feel less hard. All right, so if you, like me, want to get over your face-to-face hangover, do these four things. Take care of your physical needs. Relive the good times. Rehydrate or fill up on your connection and plan to do it again. Remember, having a face-to-face hangover, an F2F hangover, is actually a sign that something is right. You love. You're loved, no matter where you are. And when you are lucky to have people like this to care about in your life, who care about you, F2F hangovers are inevitable. But they can be minimized. Remember, just like when you have a hangover, you drink water in between to minimize the damage, it's the same with your loved ones, and it's in between connection. Okay, so for more on how you can avoid the damage of these F2F hangovers, don't miss my free training, How to Nurture and Maintain Your Relationships from Afar. This is a way that you can help create that connection when you're not face-to-face. Okay, you can get that training by signing up using the link in the episode notes or on my blog at sundaybean.com. And I have some extra special things coming your way because this is my birthday week and I am celebrating all month with something special for you, something that I've been doing behind the scenes and I can't wait to tell you about it. So make sure that you're checking out what's going on my business Facebook page at Sunday Shiner Bean LLC or my blog at sundaybean.com. You've been listening to Expat Happy Hour. This is Sunday Bean. Stay tuned to next week when we talk about how to have a do-over when living abroad. I'll leave you with some wisdom from British author Matt Haig. If getting drunk was how people forgot they were mortal, then hangovers were how they remembered. So for you and I, crew at Expat Happy Hour, the good news is that F2F hangovers remind us of just how much we love and are loved.